Welcome to Astounding Stories of Space and Time. I'm Mardell, reading Termland's Time Checks by F. Anstey. Chapter 2. The Second Check. The knowledge that one has a remedy within reach is often as effectual as the remedy itself, if not more so, which may account for the fact that, although a considerable number of weeks had elapsed since Peter Termland had drawn his second check on the Anglo-Australian Joint Stock Time Bank Limited, that check still remained unpresented. The day fixed for his wedding with Sophia was drawing near. The flat in the Marylebone Road, which was to be the scene of their joint felicity, had to be furnished, and this occupied most of his time. Sophia took the entire business upon herself, for she had scientific theories on the subject of decoration and color harmonies, which Peter could only accept with admiring awe. But nevertheless she required him to be constantly at hand, so that she could consult him after her own mind had been irrevocably made up. One February afternoon, he was wandering rather disconsolately about the labyrinthine passages of one of the monster upholstery establishments in the Tottenham Court Road, his chief object being to evade the courtesies of the numerous assistants as they anxiously inquired what they might have the pleasure of showing him. He and Sophia had been there since midday, and she had sat in judgment upon carpets which were brought out, plunging like unbroken colts by panting foremen, and unrolled before her in a blinding riot of color. Peter had only to express the mildest commendation of any carpet to seal that carpet's doom instantly, so that he soon abstained from personal interference. Now Sophia was in the ironmongery department, choosing kitchen utensils, and his opinion being naturally of no value on such matters, he was free to roam wherever he pleased within the limits of the building. He felt tired and rather faint, for he had had no lunch, and presently he came to a series of showrooms fitted up as rooms in various styles. There was one inviting-looking interior with an elaborate chimney-piece, which had cozy cushioned nooks on either side of the fireplace, and into one of these corners he sank with heartfelt gratitude, for it was a comfortable seat, and he had not sat down for hours. But as his weariness wore away, he felt the want of something to occupy his mind, and searched in his pockets to see if he had any letters there. Even notes of congratulation upon his approaching marriage would be better than nothing in his present reduced condition.